Scripture reading this morning is Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Good morning. As you probably tell by the scripture reading that Jim just did, we're continuing in our study of the Proverbs, and this morning we're going to talk a little bit about what Jim just read for us. He's talking about the way a house is built correctly, and more specifically about the way a house or a home is built. This morning we're going to talk about what starts that house or that home. And specifically the husband and wife. And so we're going to look at a little bit of what Proverbs has to say about husbands and wives. And there's a lot of different, I guess, directions could have gone with this, and a lot of different things to bring up. So you may be thinking about certain verses in Psalms in Proverbs that may come to mind. And hopefully I hit most of them, but if I don't, then that'll just give you some thoughts to build off of in your own study. What I want to start with really are two questions that the psalmist, I'm going to keep doing that this morning, the Proverbs, Solomon asked in Proverbs. And the first one is considering the man in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6. In Proverbs 20 verse 6, Solomon there asked, "Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man?" Then in Proverbs 31:10, A, if you want to say that, or the first part of that verse, in Proverbs 31:10, the first part of that verse asks the question, who can find a virtuous wife? And we won't finish that verse. We'll come back to it a little bit later. But in those two questions is really what we're going to talk about this morning, is really where can you find a faithful man and where can you find a virtuous woman, and understand what Proverbs says about that. And really, and not to jump too far ahead, but when you talk about Proverbs, he really talks about, with a man, he kind of sticks onto one particular area more than with women. And women, it goes down a certain road as far as the characteristics there. And it kind of has it's told from a man's perspective, I guess, obviously, because Solomon wrote it. So there are a lot of it, and I think it's been touched on already. A lot of, at least the whole the book of Proverbs is written in almost a father-son type language, that it starts off a lot of the first chapters. And so a lot of it is talking to the son as far as what he should look for and the things he should do and shouldn't do. There's also another characteristic that we're going to see as we go through this morning, is that so much of the psalm, I'm going to keep doing that. I can't get that out of my head this morning, so I keep saying psalms. This Proverbs keeps talking about the idea of, it brings up a lot of negative examples. In other words, it tends to take a negative and try to make a positive lesson out of it. So some of what we're going to talk about this morning or look at this morning, you'll see that as it comes through. But anyways, let's first talk about husbands. As Proverbs we just read, you know, it asks the question, who can find a faithful man? And it's to say, you know, you don't have to live too long and to be too old to understand that, you know, it is sometimes, it can be difficult for a young woman or a woman to find a good husband. But understand this, that as husbands, one of our greatest treasures should be our wife. And then look at a couple of Proverbs there. In Proverbs 18, verse 22, it says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." So we understand there pretty quickly on that that to find a wife, to find a good wife, to find a good woman is that it helps us to find favor in the Lord. Also in Proverbs 19 and verse 14, it says, "Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." So again, you see that idea that a man to be all he's going to be and to build that home that Jim read about in Proverbs 24, that it, the a cornerstone of that home is that wife and what that husband's trying to look for. He can have all the houses and riches that he wants, but to have that wife is really where he's going to find pleasure or favor from the Lord. But then, I don't want to get too far into this before we start to look at some of those negative natures of things. And that negative nature is in Proverbs chapter 26. And this one here is, I started with this one because I wanted to look at some of the characteristics of what men should or shouldn't have. In Proverbs chapter 26 and 21, I wanted to start with this one for two reasons. One is important. The second thing is, it's always been a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. Because there's several places, and we're going to get to those later about when it talks about a contentious woman. But look in Proverbs chapter 26 and 21. It says, as charcoal is to burning coals and wood to a fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. Now, so many times I've heard, and I know you've all heard it, and most of the times when those passages are brought up about women in the corner of a rooftop, and we'll get to that later, it's so many times it's brought up in a joking manner. And I promise you, I've heard it more, at least in my life, I've heard it more brought up in a joking manner than I have from, say, in sermons. But the idea here, and again, it shows, and by this proverb, it shows that a man is just as liable to do this as a female or a woman is. But part of the definition there of contentious, what is it meant by contentious? And your translations might have a different word there for contentious. But the word contentious, I looked up, and the definition I found, it says exhibiting an often perverse and wearisome tendency to quarrels and disputes. So again, we've probably all known people, either male or female, that have that tendency. But if you have that tendency, you're not going to be a good mate. I mean, that's just, if that's your nature, if that's your personality or your characteristic of yourself, you're going to have to get over that in order to grow as a Christian, but also is to look for, or if you're a female looking for a man or a man looking for a woman, is that's a characteristic you don't want. So if you find yourself in a, you know, early on in a relationship, and I know most of the folks here this morning are married, but if you find yourself early on in a relationship and that's, you know, something that you're always finding yourself arguing or that type of thing, or with the other person's arguing with you, it's probably not a good sign. It's probably a sign that, you know, there's something either on your side or theirs that you need to take a step back and look at that relationship. But with that being said, what I want to spend most of the rest of the time in looking at the male or the husband, the male side of this, is looking at what I think the proverb Solomon spends the most time with on the male side, and that is faithfulness to the female. And he spends a lot of time, we're going to turn back to Proverbs chapter 5. In Proverbs chapter 5, he talks early on in this, and Solomon is writing again. He addresses this and starts chapter 5 with that expression that he uses in the first part of Proverbs quite a bit, and that idea of he's talking to his son, my son. And we'll just read these first six verses, and it talks about what a man shouldn't be important to a man. And let's look at that. In Proverbs chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, it says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips